If you're looking for a metaphor for 2020, why not a dumpster fire? A group of artists in Austin, Texas decided to make that image flicker to life, if you please, by creating a performance piece with music played inside smoking dumpsters. That's how BJ Lederman composed our theme music. Andrew Weber of member station KUT protected his ears along with his face to witness a dumpster fire of a concert.
Kyle Evans runs Rolling Riot, an Austin arts group specializing in sound art. For years, they were just that, rolling. They mostly performed on bikes. Last year, they got enough money to get a space. They were renovating, tossing out drywall into dumpsters, and they realized the dumpsters make some interesting sounds, because that's just kind of how their brains work.
We jokingly, this is like in 2019, we were like, oh, we should call it dumpster fire. Like, haha.
Get some percussionists, put them in a dumpster, and see what happens. They kept the idea in their back pocket. Then 2020 happened. They had to shut down their space, and they resurrected the idea.
This year has been a literal dumpster fire, so it's nice to show that metaphorically, but also it's cathartic to bang on things really loudly and hear other people bang on things.
They got new dumpsters and a couple of percussionists. One of them is named Thor Harris, a longtime Austin musician who looks pretty much like you would imagine a guy named Thor would look. Braided long hair, pretty muscular, and, of course, he's holding a giant hammer. He's got a couple of them.
Some of them are about the size of croquet mallets, and then some of them are like, you know, when you kill someone in a cartoon with a huge hammer, they're that big. They're just cartoon gigantic.
The sound is absolutely concussive. After Thor's sound check, the audience begins filling in the rows of socially distanced chairs in front of two blue dumpsters, 70 feet apart in an empty lot. The show starts. Machines in each dumpster spew out smoke while a row of lights mimic an open flame, because they can't really set Thor on fire. While Thor hammers away, wearing a mask and those big earmuffs you see on construction sites, Erin Hazel and her year-old son Elio, also wearing earmuffs, dance to the wall of sound. Erin lost her job because of the pandemic, so the show's been a nice release for the two.
It was great because he loves percussion and banging on things, and this was a great way for him to immerse and experience, and I think a safe way.
This was the first time she and Elio had gone out since the pandemic, since his birth. So that, in itself, felt strange. It was a chance to forget, just for a bit, the dumpster fire this year has been. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Weber in Austin.